Coming up, a crackdown on nightlife in Mumbai, India. But before we take a break, here's a very quick GeoQuiz. So quick, in fact, we don't even have time for GeoQuiz music. We just want you to name the Indian state of which Mumbai is the capital. Simple enough, right? We'll be right back with the answer. This is PRI, Public Radio International. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to the city that's home to Bollywood for the answer to today's GeoQuiz. The city is Mumbai, of course. But we asked you to name the state of which Mumbai is the capital. That would be Maharashtra, a.k.a. the richest state in India. Mumbai is a cosmopolitan city with an active nightlife for those who can afford it. But there's been a crackdown on bars and nightclubs there in recent weeks. The BBC's Rajini Vardhanathan reports from Mumbai.
In a break from the monsoon rains, a group of 20 and 30-somethings have gathered by the seafront in one of Mumbai's hippest areas. The freedom they're calling for is the right to be able to party in India's most progressive city. Many of the crowd are dressed in black to mourn what they say is the death of Mumbai's nightlife. In recent weeks, bars have been raided by the police. Some people have been detained overnight and tested for drugs. Other partygoers claim they've been wrongly accused of being prostitutes just for wearing short skirts. Protesters here accuse the authorities of moral policing.
And we are trying to do something like go out and have a good time and, you know, do it peacefully without harassing everybody. Why are we being harassed by the police? We work hard, we want to play hard, and there's nothing wrong with that.
There are dozens of different parties taking place in Mumbai, India's entertainment centre, from live music gigs to dance parties. There are as many as 70 people in this glitzy bar, drinking cocktails and dancing, and it's only Tuesday night. But now, as people enter this bar, they're being issued with paper alcohol permits. You need one of these if you want to drink here or even at home. It's because the 1949 Bombay Prohibition Act is being enforced again. And it's not just older laws causing concern. Last year, Mumbai raised the drinking age to 21 for beer and 25 for spirits. It's one of the highest in the world. Campaign groups say the laws are out of date. Mumbai's police have been criticised by many, but they say they're just enforcing the law and cracking down on nuisance night spots in a city where many couldn't ever afford to drink in a bar. It's evening at the St. Anthony Sports Club and these teenagers are taking part in a hockey practice. Anandani Thakur, who runs the club, is one of many who supports the police.
The youth of today are paid very heavily, paid very highly. They get so much money, they don't know what to do with it. So they love to splurge. They splurge on bars, pubs. They go on drinking. They also indulge in drugs and other kind of activities.
Back at the protest, the campaigners are singing the national anthem. They say they're proud to be Indian. Two-thirds of the country's under 35, and many want to drink and party in a way their parents never did. They say this isn't just about the right to have a good time, but about giving them the freedom to do what they want. In a changing country where old and new values often clash.
That was the BBC's Rajini Vardhanathan in Mumbai.